Today's daf is daf Nun Dalet. And we were right in the middle of trying to figure out, the Mishnah told us that any type of via whatsoever, whether the intent is the issue, that it was shogeg or aines or mechavim just for pleasure, or whether it was l'shem mitzvah, and of any type in terms of the way in which the via is carried out, whether it's hara, whether it's gemar via, whether it's via kedarka, whether it's via shalom kedarka, always works, both in terms of yibum, in terms of the chiyuv of arayas, and in terms of the iser legabi pasaling a woman for kohen or for truma, or legabi a chiyuv of an iser lav as well. One of the cases that we got stuck on yesterday was how in the world do we figure out a case where a person is considered to be an ones in an act of bia. And the truth is, there's a number of different ways of understanding this. I mean, the way we explained it yesterday is the most straightforward way, because the Gemara seems to be referring to a standard case of ones, namely where you have a gun to your back. And therefore, in the same way that the Torah potted you, and this is even, by the way, in cases where you're doing something that is usur to do. Let's say the Torah says you are not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah if a guy has a gun to your back, right? But nonetheless, if you do, you're potter, because it's considered to be an oath. It wasn't your act. So one could say that the same thing would be true over here. It's not your act, because you have a gun to your back. But the Gemara says that's not true, because since you cannot achieve an erection because of a gun to your back, it would require some element of your own das. Mamela, it's not considered to be an onus. It's considered to be your own das. The way in which you're doing things. But Tosfos doesn't like that shot. Tosfos says, because why is getting an erection different than anything else? The guy tells you, shoot another person. Pull a trigger. So why is pulling a trigger different than Antiche Elami Das? It's the same thing. Ain't pulling a trigger, Elami Das. I mean, if the guy is, that is the thing that he's being Machayev you on. So why can't we simply say the case is that the guy insists that you have an erection, or else he's going to shoot you? Why is that any different? Therefore, Tosfos learns that the case over here is where the guy physically picked you up and used you to achieve the bia. There we're saying, so that as long as, so why do you have an erection? That's your problem. That's not what he's doing to you. That's how Tosfos understands, because otherwise he can't be machalic between the two. Lamaisa, you can see that there's grounds to be machalic between the two, because the relationship of pulling a trigger to having an erection is not exactly the same. One is included in your direct physical control. You move a muscle. The other is involved in how you look at a situation. You can't simply decide to have an erection. So therefore, it's considered to be a separate act of das, which is similar to the idea, let's say a person is in danger. Not because somebody has a gun to his neck. He's sick. The only way that he can live as a vampire is by drinking out all of the blood of another guy, which will mean his death. You say, okay, so it's the same thing as being threatened by death. Not true. Because it's your decision how to deal with that threat. So it's not taking over your mind. You have to take the next step. You've got a problem. The problem remains amorphous in terms of the solution. The solution is to drink the other person's blood. Same thing would be true over here. It's not the equivalent of having... I cannot directly take mechanical control of your mind to achieve an erection. It's as simple as that. Therefore, you don't have to come on to the way Tosfos is looking at it. But anyway, it's two major approaches to the problem in the Gemara. So yesterday we said that what we're talking about over here might be a case in which he's sleeping. The Gemara says that doesn't make sense, because you cannot be kena a yavama in your sleep. Why that's true, Rashi learned, you cannot be kena a yavama in your sleep because at that point you're not a ben das. And as non-ben das, you cannot affect the kinyan of yavam. Tosis points out that doesn't really make sense, because if that were the case, then a katan, who's not a ben das, should not be able to achieve yavam. But the Gemara says we need a special pasuk to tell me that a katan is not included, for the simple reason that the Torah defines the act of yavam, not you. And therefore, it's not the same as other kinyanim. It can't be, because you're not considered to be a ben das. Therefore, Tosfos says the reason that you cannot be mekayim yibum while you're sleeping is because you don't have kavana for the act of bia. And we'll see later on that an act of bia is defined by an element of intent for the action. Otherwise, what defines it as a bia? Why isn't just an act? So the sexual content of the act is defined by your commitment to do the act, as we'll see. It's a completely different issue.
So the falling off the roof wouldn't
have that. We'll see. We'll talk about that in a moment. Ella, therefore, we said yesterday, the case was where you fell off of the roof. Maybe that's what you're trying to say. So that whatever reason you had an erection for some other purpose, fall off of the roof and end up being nitka in the yavama, says Rabba, no. Let's just review that again. Omar Rabba, the second line. Nofo min agag min nitka. Now this is a rather embarrassing situation. So you would think that if you ended up sleeping with a poor passerby woman in this fashion, she would be able to sue you for all your worth. No, not true. You're chayev in only 4 out of the 5 normal things. Normally you're chayev for nezik, tsar, sheves, ripui, and boshet. But in this case, you're only chayev in 4 advarim, nezik, tsar, sheves, and ripui. You're not chayev in boshet. So it's true, you'll have to pay her for any damages, you have to pay for the doctor bills, you have to pay her for missed work, you'll have to pay her for whatever pain she suffers, but not for embarrassment. Because we'll see later on, you can only be mechayev for embarrassment when there is kavana. When there are the other things in Adam is more the Olam, but embarrassment is by definition related to the way your intent was. And what's important to us is be'avim to lo kana. You would not be kona a yavama that you fell on. Again, as you just mentioned, because there was no kavana for bia. This is not an act of bia. So the act of bia is not defined by the simple mechanics of bia. It's defined by a particular mode of interrelationship which demands an intent. It's like in Shabbos where you don't have the act of the malacha. Then they go through the maisa. So over there, the malachas machshevas defines it. You could clearly see why that would be true about bia as well. We're not talking about a simple mechanical movement. So therefore, you wouldn't be kaina yavam under those circumstances. Therefore, the only case would be where you have a very enthusiastic yavama, who of course is very interested in the mitzvah, obviously. This guy has an erection because he's about to sleep with his wife. His yavama comes in and says, "No way, I got you." Vitakafto, she attacks him. So vitakafto yavimto, she basically rapes him. So over there, he's an honest. Amazing situation. But that's all very nice where you're talking about he is an honest, not her. How about the case of the Shnehem Anusim, where we have the Ve'Rebbe Chia yesterday said, Afilu Shnehem Anusim, what would that be? There too, we could simply say, Echidami, Kagod Shnit Kaven Lishto. Once again, the Yavama is an innocent bystander. He was about to simply sleep with his wife, comes along a guy and says, no way, and sticks him into this other woman, who is his Yavama. So over there, that would be a Ubala. Ubala means that there was an act of bia. And there he would be kind of. We know immediately. So how do we know that all of these things that we said, that bia is defined by Ben Bishoti, Ben Bimesit, how do we know that there's a chiyav ha'ra, how do we know that a bia shalok kedarak, and so on and so forth? We're going to go through all of these limudim now in the course of the daf. So we know immediately. The Torah Rabbanu Yavama Yavo Alea Mitzvah. The Torah says Yavama Yavo Alea, which tells us that we would rather that you do the bia than do the chalitza. And furthermore, dover acher yavamo yavo alea. However, yavo alea is a ribui. Remember, it always says lakim zera lachiv. I mean, there's only one way to do that. So if it says yavamo yavo alea, it's referring to the act of bia. However, you do that. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'rotz. Wait a minute. You just said, I need Yavama Yavo Aleha to tell me that that's the mitzvah. V'afik de la mitzvah. You used up that pasuk already. How are you telling me that it's extra? You need to tell me that the mitzvah l'chatchila is to do the ma'isav bia and not to do a chalitza. So they were, no, I know that already. Because if you take a look at the way the Torah introduces chalitza, how does it introduce it? Im lo yachpor tza'ish. If he doesn't want. But what that means is that we would have expected him to do what's right. And to do what's right is to do the Yibam. If he doesn't want to do the Yibam, we give him a way out to be Matir the Zika. But clearly the Lechatchila is to be Miyabim. So what do I need Yavama Yavo Aleha to tell me that the Lechatchila mitzvah is to be miyabin. Therefore, we're left with the drasha of Yavama Yavama Le'atatomi that doesn't really matter what is intended. V'chiyata kra, therefore, the pasuk is coming. So that I know. Im lo'yachbotish, there I know. Hochafetz, what's the mashmut of there? That had he wanted to, he should be miyabin. V'chiyata kra, therefore, the extra pasuk is coming. Kitabi Yavama Yavama Le'atatomi B'shogeg Be'bebezik. Bein ba'onej, bein beratzon. So therefore we now know that a bia would be able to be achieved in any fashion. Tanya Idach, another brayza puts it this way. Yavama yavala, that means however you do it. So the first shot would be, okay, normally yavala would be kidarka, but then why does it have to say likacha? Likacha would mean shalo kidarka. So that's how we know any type of bia. Then it says v'yibma. Let's start with that set. V'yabem first, but we're left off the eight. So v'yabem tells me only bia gomeret. The only way to finally consummate the yibam is dafke yavo. And that is the v'yabem. But not kesev ishtar, because I would have thought, maybe let me learn it out of normal kiddushin. No, that's not enough. Ein kesev ishtar gomrimba. Then v'yibma, the extra hey, as we saw earlier, comes to tell me v'yibma is even Baal Korcha. Now, let's look at that again. Amamar. You just said that the meaning is Davar Acher Yavama Yavo Alea Ben Beshogeg. Now, wait a sec. Wait. I thought we need the Yavama Yavo Alea start saying Likidarka. Then you said, which one is it now? Is it, I can't use it for everything. I mean, if you're telling me, it's telling me Yavama Yavo Alea the way you normally would do an act of Bia. So where do you learn this Ben Beshogeg, Ben Beshogeg? What? The truth is, kidarka, I already know, because there isn't really much other way to be making la'achiv shem, right? You certainly are not going to accomplish an awful lot of reproduction with anal intercourse. So therefore, I know that the Torah is telling me I expect you to sleep with her normally, so that you're able to have a child with her. So that's b'makom shemekim shem. I mean, there's only one place you can do that. What therefore is the meaning of Yavama Yavo really? Look, I'm trying to put in as much information without getting you confused, but the truth is, if you start analyzing it, I don't really need to go here to figure out that it means Kedarka. That's a given. I'm first telling you the givens. Now I'm telling you the drushes. So the drushes, getting back to what you said earlier, Omer of Yudah, Yoshen lo kana b'yamim tov. If you're fast asleep, you're not mekayim the kinyan of the Yavama. The Omakra Yavama Yavo Aleha. Yavama Yavo Aleha means an act of he shall come into her in his Bechavima, L'shem Bia. Yes, but wait. It says Beferish and a Bright are not like that. It says Ben Er, Ben Yashem. Whether he's awake or whether he's sleeping. No. That means whether she's awake or she's sleeping. Ben Era, Ben Yashena. Oh yeah? The Bryce's, I mean, she is asleep, I understand, because anyway, the whole element of Yibum is dependent on him. Well, as far as she's concerned, it's Baal Korcha, right? So, it doesn't matter if she's asleep. But to be Mekayim, the act of Bia, that it should be, as Tosus learns, it should be a Kavana L'Shem Bia, or as Rashi learns, that you should be capable of being a Bardas to achieve what he sets out to achieve. But here the Bryce says, Bein Er Hu, Bein Yashen Hu, Ben Erahi, Ben Yeshenahi. So obviously, either way, you would be considered to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. How do you square that with what Reb Yudah just said, that if you're asleep, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah? Achlamayaskinan, as our dear president suggested yesterday, we're talking about a case over here where you're only in Daf Yomi when this is going on. And you're Mitnamen. So you're half asleep, not completely asleep. What do we mean when we say slumbering? Maravashi, it means you're sort of sleeping. Neem, below neem, completely. And you're sort of awake. You're sort of a tier, below tier, completely. Okay. Let's say you say, Richie. And he answers you, yeah, what? But lo yada ladur is svar. You try to ask yourself, go explain to me. What? I don't know. But if he markerly mitka, did I just say, oh yeah, sure, I can roll it back off to you, right? So that's considered to be mitnat name, not yashen. So Yavamas is a very special relationship to Daf Yomi. So anyway, so that would be the way in which we could understand yashen your kaina, and the way in which we will learn Rabbi Yehuda Yarshin, you're not going to, it depends whether you're in Daf Yomi and you're in your bed.
Another reason not to doze off.
You never know what will happen. Gufa. Omar Rabbah, getting back now to the statement of Rabbah, Nofa Menagag, a person falls off the roof, Venitka, Chayav Arba Advarim, Bivim Tolo Kana. So he's Chayav, as we said earlier, Benezek, Betzar, Beshev, Beripui. However, you're not Chayav in Boshet, even though it's obviously very embarrassing to the victim. I would say it's probably very embarrassing to the perpetrator as well. In Boshet, you're not Chayav. The Omar Mar, In Chayav Ala Boshet, Achit Kabe. We know that you're not chayav for boshet until there's intent for embarrassment. Omer Rava, nitkaven latiach bakot, and this latiach is sort of vulgar. It's a vulgarism. Latiach means to shoot up. Obviously, it's not a very nice way of referring to beer, but a guy who's shooting up a wall has got Portnoy's complaint. He's not exactly interested in beer, right? So we use that word. So this kavin latiach bakoto vitiach biyavinto. His initial kavana, he thought there was a wall there. It ended up being her, you know. So lo kada. Therefore, he's not kada because there was no kavana for bia at all. Latiach bakoto was not an act of bia. However, his kavana was latiach behema vitiach biyavama. Now that is considered to be an act of bia because the Torah includes sleeping with animals in the list of sleeping. Well, let's say that's not called an act of bia. It's called an act of bia, and therefore he would be kona. Because at least there was a kavana of an act, and that's what we're interested in. We're interested in defining the act, not defining the purpose. So all that we care about is this an act of bia? All right. So Portnoy's complaint is not an act of bia, but something like this is an act of bia, and therefore the act, whatever your intent is, is irrelevant, but the act was an act. That's what's important.
Again, Gemara uses the same word, tiach klapi mala.
You're correct. It means when you shoot something where it's inappropriate, it's la tiach. I mean, tiach dvar klapi mala. I throw my words, chas v'shalom, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where something is inappropriate and it's coming out of you, we call it hatacha.
But he's never inside of you.
He's number one? No, of course it means, it's just a vulgarism. That's what
he did.
He did, obviously, in the wall. It doesn't mean that there's necessarily a hole in the wall, but the point is that we're using the same vulgar language. Echad ha'ara. Omar Ula. But by the way, ha'ara, as a machlokes, we'll see later on, what exactly defines the nature of ha'ara. There's two shitas later. One is neshikat shamash, which means just contact, genital contact. And the other one is partial insertion, so that the atara is already within. That's a machlokes. But whatever it is, how do we know that that's considered to be an active intercourse? What makes that really intercourse? Why is it just like a casual contact? Omer ula minayin li ha'arom in atara. Shenemar, v'ish asher yishkav et isha dava. It says in the parsha of Nida, that a man who would sleep with a woman who is a dava, so she's in her menses, Vigila et ervasa, et mikora he'era. What's this mikora he'era that adds anything to gila ervata? So therefore what it's saying is, in having emptied out, so to speak, by that type of exposure of her innards, of her womb, so mikan ha'arom in ha'tara, so we see the Torah views that as being sufficient to be mechayev you. So therefore, by anida, it's sufficient. I assume by other arayas it is as well. This is why. I don't think that follows, because v'chitena, maybe you'll say, well, why doesn't it follow? If the Torah says that defines bia, when it comes to chiyuv of nida, v'chitena, you'll tell me, neilif mi nida. So let's find that out from nida. I mean, why can't it be? No, siri. The act of bia in a nida is much more chamor than the act of bia of any other case. Because we have the strangest halacha when it comes to the sleeping with a nida. And that is that the tuma of the nida now accrues to the boel, not through contact. In other words, touching a nida will not make you a nida. But somehow or other, bia with a nida turns you into her. So that means that the Torah on some level views sexual contact of that type with a nida as being very intimate in a way that we don't find that level of intimacy elsewhere. You become her. maybe the Torah is machmir. Since it's machmir legabi this din, maybe it's machmir legabi the definition of that context. Maybe how raw is enough. But when it would come to be mechayiv you, let's say for another ervah, mechayiv you misa, or to be yotze your chiyuv of yibam, maybe not. Maybe it's unique because of the unique relationship with Anita.
We said the opposite. When we said recently that it's more keel by Anita because it does.
True.
That doesn't cause a monster and Buddhism not touching bomb. It is touching bomb, sorry.
True. Nonetheless, when we ask a question of Kal and Chomer, we could choose the Kal, right? So we could choose the Chomer. So Mal and Anita came to Tamed Bo'ala. Ella, you're right. But we have another place where the Torah talks about the application of Anita. Eshesach. Look at this strange pasuk. Dichti, v'isha asher yikach et eshet achiv, nidahi. What is that supposed to mean? Someone takes his brother's wife and she's a nida? What do you mean she's a nida? Eshet achiv, olam nidahi, what? You're telling me, eshet ach by definition is a nida. I mean, obviously the real meaning of the pasuk is nida in the sense of this is a davar minudeh, this is inappropriate, unacceptable. But again, I mean, you know, why mention that? What's the point saying it's unacceptable? You told me it's usur. So Ella, it must be the Torah is coming to tell me to compare an eshet ach to an nida, manida bihara. Just like there's a chiyav on a nida, just with hara, you don't need gemar bia. Af eshet ach is chayav bihara. So okay, so we see that the Torah applies the din to other arayas, not only to nida. No, wait. But I can't learn out from eshet ach. Eshet ach is very different. Mala eshet ach she came be adola rabot. Is the type of erva that you can manufacture at will. You want more? Go ahead and be Makadish 1,000 women. Now they all became Eshadach. It's in your hands to create Arias for others. So you got a veritable Arias factory. I mean, so in that kind of case, maybe an economy that turns my listen over here. I mean, this is something that is so easy to be Machayev people on. All you got to do to be b'chayev somebody in Issur Koras is to spend a penny. So maybe over there there is machmer also on the nature of the bia. But it could be for other arayas where you can't create them at will. Maybe not. So therefore, how can I say from Eshetach that I learn out all of the other arayas? I said, well, how do I know other things where it's not b'yodi l'rabbis? So, Ella asim achot av achot em. Ah, we have another place. By achot av and achot em, it also says he'era. Because it says over there, ve'ervat achot imcha, v'achot avicha lo tegale, ki et she'ero he'era. Now, what is that supposed to be adding? Et she'ero he'era. So that means now that a sister of a father, a sister of a mother, is also chayev in ha'ero. Let's learn out from there. Well, tell me a frog. You can say not necessarily. Malachot av achot em shken yisur abba me'elav. Look, I mean, achot av and achot em. That's something that happens by itself, right? So that's a given. It's not something that anybody added. I mean, the fact is, this is my sister. It doesn't come through a marriage. This is a reality. It's the sister of your father. So maybe over there the Torah is more makbid. But arayas that come only because somebody went ahead and created a relationship, it's no blood relationship. Maybe over there the Torah's make. Put them together. Let's make a matzah. Let's learn now. We've got a bunch of cases over here. We've got Dida, we've got Eshes Ach, we've got Achos Aim, Achos Av. Why can't we put them together? Okay, let's put them together. Which two do you want to put together? Should we put the two cases of Eshet Ach, which is Bialo Rabos, Achos Av, Achos Em, which is Bami Elov? So whenever you'll ask, but that's Bami Elov, yes, but the other one isn't. But that's Bialo Rabos, yes, but the other one isn't. But I could still say, Mal Anash Keri Surah Mishum She'er. Even if I put them together, you see, the difference is that the relationship over there is specifically She'er. How about Eshet Ach? She'er means shared flesh. In other words, some level of the incestuous relationship. Whether it's incest through marriage or incest through actual blood. But it starts with a blood relationship. So it's your father's sister. Right? But Eshet Ach is just a violation of another man's relationship. It's nothing to do with anything innate in the sexuality, the genetics of the relationship is irrelevant. Simply the fact that she is married to somebody else. Take away the marriage, and there's no problem with this woman insofar as her body is concerned. So Mamela, in that case, I won't have a Riboy. So how do I know that Riboy? How do I know a Riboy about She'er? Okay, wait a minute. Let's put together Nida and Akhazav and Akhazay. Okay, Nida, obviously, is not an Isra of She'er. Nida is just an Isra of state. So now we could, what are you going to say?
No, but if you learn it out from Nida and Akhazav and Akhazay, you're going to be left with the same problem that you had before. Mala ala shekein Isra b'mei lav. These are both things that are not dependent on somebody doing an act of kiddushin. They happen by themselves. Someone is a nida, or somebody is a sister of the father. And the problem is over here, how are we going to be able to learn out of that all of the cases of arayot that come through marriage? So that will still leave us without any rule.
You could say there is a common denominator between a nida and an eshetach. Namely, both a nida, the eshet ach situation, we could say that the one who creates the iser will never have a heter. Tomar be'eshes ish, shken yesh leheter b'chayei osra. The only erva that it is possible without any change other than the fact that I give her a get, I remata her. So the one that asks her is mata, gives her a get. But that's a very weak kind of erva, isn't it? So maybe that wouldn't be included. The way that you phrase that is very annoying. I don't deny the fact that there's a difference between the cases, but the phrasing is just ridiculous. It has nothing to do with the question of as long as he's alive. But it's dependent on his life, and if he dies, all of a sudden she's a nida, she becomes muteras. I mean, it's irrelevant. Life, not life. What, so you're telling me, b'chayos ramein lehen heter, le'ach mekam yesh lehen heter? Where's there a heter? There's not a heter, not necessarily on eshesach, and not necessarily on nida. The guy dies, and she's a nida, she remains a nida. I mean, so nida is b'yumetal yamilse. The nida is dependent on the end of her menses. Even if the guy would die, she would still basically be asur for 7 days. In this case, even if she stopped bleeding, she'd remain asuras. You can't say the end is the end of a thing. Eshadach is not dependent on his death, it's dependent on having children. But Bonim Talia Milter Aspi doesn't have any children. The right way to phrase it, I agree, of course, it's not the same. But this is the way to say it. Rechachi. Mal anid of Eshadach shken osran matiran. Point of here is, the one who asserd is not the one who is matir. Something else is matir. So when it comes to the nida, the blood is what asserd, but the days that pass, shivas yomi, are what are matir. The eshes ach is not the guy who is matir, it's the status that is not in his hands, is the death without children, that is what's matir. Marsha enka, when it comes to eshet ish, the man who creates the yisr has in his hands to be mocked to the Yisr by giving the get, or for that matter, by dying. So the point is that you cannot learn from cases where the dependency of the Yisr is in something else, it's not related to that which causes it, to something which is in your hands to change. Elo Amar of Yonah, Vitamer of Vinabred of Yeshua. You know what? And this is really the first, the fundamental use of the Rav Yonah's famous, which we used in the beginning of the Masechta. How do we know the din of Ptur of Erva, the Tzor of Erva? We ended up knowing it by all of the Arayas from the fact that Hukshu Kol Arayas Elizeh, that was the Hekesh of Rav Yonah. Here too, if we know that one of the Arayas, namely Anida, we know that one of the Arayas is Chayev and Hara, and we know that the Torah says Kikol Oshir Yasem Kikola Toevot Eila V'Nichrit Tu Anifashot Osot. So from here we know that kol ha-toivot hukshu kol ha-arayot kol ha-manida. Therefore all the arayot are compared to each other, just as they were in terms of the dinim of Yibum. So too are they compared over here to Anida in terms of the dinim of Ha'ara. Ma-nida be-ha-ara, af-kol be-ha-ara. There you go. So now it's clear. But wait a second. Wait. We had three other cases here that the Torah went out of its way. We're calling 2-1. Three other cases where the Torah went out of its way to talk about Hara. Now you're telling me none of that was necessary. Actually, we learned everything out of Nida. Now I want you to explain it, if that's the case. Why did the Torah mention Hara in another case? Why did it say Nidahi? Why did it say Nidahi? Why did it say Nida Diptiva Gabiyeshatak Lomali? What's the point of saying Nidahi? That's telling me another din. That's telling me Ravuna's Aloha. The Yom Ravuna. Remez with Yavama Minatera Minayim. Well, that's a great question to ask. Adab Nun Dalas the second Yavama. Where do we say there's a remez in the Torah somewhere about Yibum? What the heck are you talking about? Remez with Yavama. God. Remez with Minayim. It says Yavama Yavama. What have we been talking about for the past 3 months? You know, Remez with Yavama Shasura Bechayebala Minayim. You know, you're taking something for granted over here. How do we know that the way to look at the story of the Yavama is that she is Asura during his lifetime, but becomes magically Muteris after his death? I mean, isn't it logical to say that what the Torah is saying is that so long as a brother doesn't have a child, since this is an incipient Yavama, so there's no Isser in sleeping with her until a child is born, and then we would assume that she's now out of reach. Does it make sense to say that the day before you would have slept with her was an Isser, and an Isser Chorus, and today it's a Mitzvah? That doesn't make sense. So what gives you the idea that Eishes Ach is Osir, even in the case of incipient Yibum? I mean, there's even a sheet to remember that said that the Nisuin HaRishonim may be lame. The marriage, immediately upon marriage, we view the Yibum as there, sort of as an insurance policy. So then why should we say that there's an Isser? The Torah refers to Isser Eishes Ach, obviously only in cases where there wouldn't be a mitzvah. That's what I'm asking. What do you mean? Well, it's a svara, isn't it? I mean, if the Torah says, Binam Rachmona, Liachar Mitat Ba'ala Shar, the Torah says, Yevami Avola, I mean, it's only talking about after her husband dies. I mean, isn't that Mashman, the Bechai Ba'ala Asura? No. All it's mashma is with the only Akram Yisus Ba'ala Mitzvah. There's only a mitzvah to take her after her husband dies. There's no mitzvah to sleep with your brother's wife while he's alive. But maybe it's mutter. But b'chaye bala rishus, that's always an insurance policy. Why does she have to get pregnant from your brother? You can help. Maybe that's, again, we have a lot of prejudices that have never occurred to me. This is Isser Chorus. But if you look at it naively, take away all of the assumptions, how do you know that the Torah is saying that it's also the Chol? reviewing a brother as being a person who can act in locum is his brother. So what's to say that the inyan of Yibum is only after death? Maybe the Chiyav, because now nobody else is going to do it. So now it's incumbent upon you to do it. But maybe during a lifetime, you can help your brother to make his wife pregnant. I mean, it sounds crazy, but is it really that we're used to thinking about Yibum, but the truth is Yibum is also crazy. I mean, why is this crazier than Yibum? So how do you know that that's not the way to look at it? But the Torah says that there's an union of brotherhood, fraternity. This is Philadelphia, after all. So what's the pshat?
If he comes pregnant from him, then he has a child.
So maybe b'chaye bala rishus, or we could say inami li'achar misas bala. You're right. You know what? You're right. The Torah says yavama yavala only after umeis echad mi'em. Okay, fine. Is that an Isser Chorus? No. Is it an Isser Lav? No. It's a lava b'omek lalaseh yavama yavala after his death, but not in his life. Right. So I'm asking you. Okay, so there's an Isser Aseh. Where does it say that the Isser Chorus applies during a lifetime? Maybe I should say the Torah didn't make her an Erva as long as she's an incipient Yavama. I mean, it's a very reasonable thing. So I'll agree to you, okay? Nami, you want to talk? Lachem is balima, b'chayabala lo. Right. But it's a lava b'mechal Aseh. That's an Aseh. Tell me, show me where the Torah says it's an Isser Chorus. Therefore, Amar Akrovi Isha Shiri Kakas Eishet Achiv Nidahi. Now, come on, with the Eishet Achiv Nidahi, what does it say? Nidahi. Eleke Nida? Look, what's making you think this is crazy? That how could it be that Acher, Moso, she's Muteret, and before she's Asur? No, and every woman who's a Nida, how can it be that last week she's an Issacharis, and this week she's Mutaris? Does that make sense? And that's the way it is. The same thing is true over here. While the brother was alive, she's a Nida, so to speak. So even though every Nida is an incipient Tahira, and every brother's wife without children is an incipient Yavama, nonetheless, during the period, during the period of the life of the brother, she's a Nida. And that period answers her. So well, that's the meaning of the Nida. So, ma nidav apishyesh la'eter li'achar mikan. But nonetheless, b'sha'at isura b'karet, during that period, she is an Issacharis, apishyetach nami. Apishyesh la'eter la'achar mikan, you're right. Afterwards, she's going to be muteris with the death of the husband. But the chayei ba'ala is nonetheless bikaret. As long as he's alive, the brother is alive, it would still be an iser av karet. Okay, you explained that one. But let me ask you something. Did we learn out achotav and achot aim? Did we learn achotav and achot aim out of Nida? From that case of Rabbi Yonah? So why did it have to say the din of ha'ara by Aisha, by the case of achotav and achotem? So ha'ara dechtiva gabi achotav ve'achotem lamalei. What's that for? Oh, that's something else. That's kedabamine Ravina mirava. Ravina asked Rava, what would be the din of a me'are bizachur ma'or? Now you'll say, but wait a minute. A male is included in the Yisrei Erva. So why isn't it an application of the Hekesh of Rav Yonah, right? It is. It absolutely is. There's only one problem with a male. The mocker of the Yisrei is the Pasek, et mikora he'era. Well, a male ain't got one. So you'll say, but it's a Hekesh. What's supposed to be it's a Hekesh? But there's no way to do such a thing, to be a mikora he'era to a Zohar. Therefore, I need to know, is there a concept of Ahara by a Zohar? That's the question. And for that, he said, wait a minute, that's not even a question. Zohar, what kind of question is that? The Torah says specifically, a Zohar is placed in the same exact position as a woman. It says, Mishkevei Isha. The Torah specifically talks about the lashon of a zohar, zohar lo tishkav mishkev ve'isha. Now what does that mean? It means whatever would be called mishkav by an isha is called mishkav by a zohar. So you don't need a pasuk for that, do you? Sorry, you're right. I meant, me'areh b've'ema ma'am. What would be the din of, again, a ve'ema is also not physiologically the same as an isha. And therefore, is there a shaykhus, the concept of hara? Omar lay, so he says, aha, I'll tell you. We don't really need the word hara that appears by achotav and achotem at all, do we? Right? Because the interpretation of Yona. Anyway, if it hadn't said the word hara by eshet, by achotav and achotem, I would have known that Yuchayev and Akot Av and Akot aim for the Hekesh of Rav Yonah. Why then does the Torah mention Ha'ara by Akot Av and Akot aim? Tzneu inyan le'ara de Beima. Therefore, it's coming to tell me the same as the others by using an extra word in a different pasuk. That's really weird. That is so weird. I mean, what's the connection between a behema and an akhazav and an akhazim? I mean, look, even if you want to throw in another word somewhere, I mean, does it make sense to throw the word in the same place that it was, same type of iser at least? I mean, a behema is a mises bezd, right? And an akhazav and an akhazim is a chorus. So even if you want to add haron and iser chorus, wouldn't it make much more sense? I mean, you must admit behema is sort of a weird way of comparing men. So behema should be listed together with a Mises Besdin as a remes to a behema, not Yisrei Kores, right? So mifte. Behema is, after all, Mises Besdin, okay? And so why in the world, my time exceeded la rod yidug abichavi krisis. If you want to write an extra word somewhere, so write it in a place where it matches. Write it by a key of chorus. Why are you writing? I'm the Achiyev Mises Bezdin. Why are you writing it by Achiyev Karas? Lichtov Gabe Mises Bezdin. And then it would make much more sense to me. At least there'd be something in common. The Torah wrote the Yisra by Mises Bezdin because Bain is Mises Bezdin. But like this is nothing in common. What's in common between an animal and an auntie? Well, true. But the thing is that whole pasuk is really extra. And I did a kule krala drasha ati, since that entire pasuk is used for a drasha, as we're going to see, ktiv beinami hamil to the drasha. It's going to also, therefore, the Torah chose to put this in as a drasha. What do you mean? My drasha. Ah. See, what's unusual, what's unusual about the case of Achota Av and Achota Ein is the fact that the Torah repeats the Isser in Kedoshim. Normally, the Isser of the Arayot is given in the list of Arayot of Achrimot, and then the Chiyuv Karet is given in Kedoshim Diyu. Here, for some reason, in this case, the entire Isser, together with the Chiyuv, is repeated in Kedoshim, which is completely unnecessary, which makes the Pasuk now redundant, and therefore it's called a drasha. And here is the Braita that analyzes in Torah Kohanim the meaning of the Pasuk. Ervat achot avicha lo tigale. Now that's the Pasuk, like with all of the other arayas in Achrimot, she'er avicha. Okay. I say ervat achot avicha. Your father's sister means beimina'av beimina'im. That means whether she is a sister from your father's father or a sister from your father's mother. Well, you say. How do I know? Well, let's see if we can figure out first logic. Okay? The Torah is using a concept of achot, right? Here there's an achot avicha. Now there's another achot, which is your own achot. So just like your own achot, it says beferish, your father or your mother, bas avicho bas imecha. So just like your own achot is by definition bein min ha'av, bein min ha'em, because it says so, bat avicho bat imecha. Afkan, the achot that's referred to over here, that is your father's achot, is bein min ha'av u bein min ha'em. It means the same thing over here. Well, not necessarily, because kalach l'derech zo. Maybe look at it another way. Look at it like this. Chiev kan, v'chiev bedodato. Why can we say it like this? You have a chiev here, and you have a chiev that is very similar, which is a married auntie, right? Not the sister of your father, but your father's brother's wife. Okay? Your father's brother's wife is dodato. Now, when it comes to dodato, it's only mina'av alo mina'im, as we're going to see. So, afkan mina'av alo mina'im. So here too, it should only be from an av. Well, now, wait a minute. Lira, let me domet. Wait 1 second. You're telling me we have an option of learning out your father's sister from your sister, or your father's sister from your father's brother's wife, right? Let's see what it's more similar to. I mean, doesn't it make sense to learn it out of Dani Nisra Bame Lab, Nisra Bame Lab? Isn't it reasonable not to look at this in terms of marital relationships? I mean, your sister is a given. Your father's sister is a given. Let's learn them out from each other, not learn it out from your father's brother's wife we decided to marry, which is not Bame Lab, it's only Bali De Kedush. I mean, so let's take a look at the blood relationships first, no? And if a sister, your own sister, is bein mina'av, bein mina'im, your father's sister should be bein mina'av, bein mina'im. I think that makes sense. No, not necessarily. Okalakla darazuni. I'll show you another way of looking at it. We could say, dani krovi av, mi krovi av. What's more reasonable? To learn out your father's sister from your father's brother's wife. It's basically two aunties. And or to say, learn out your own sister from, I mean, your own sister from your, I mean, why would I compare to your own sister? I mean, let's take a look at the father's relations. Okay, the father's relations are either his own sister or his brother's wife. And that's separate from your own personal relations over there. I understand it's b'minav, b'minav. So if you're one generation away, the Torah says over there, only b'minav, not b'minav. So you can't prove to me that it's more reasonable to learn the achot ha'av achotem from your own sister than it is to learn from his brother's wife. And I'm not sure how to look at this. Therefore, wherever I'm not sure, we look at the pasuk. And the pasuk in this case tells us, Talmud lomar, therefore it says, ervat achot avicha, lo tigale. Therefore, the Torah adds now a whole different erva in Parshas Kedoshim, repeating exactly the same issue that it already said in Achrimot. Ervat achot avicha lo tigale, bein min ha'av, bein min ha'em. Ervat achot imcha lo tigale, bein min ha'av, bein min ha'em. Wait, why do I need it to say it in both cases? Lama lelamitza, why do I need to know Akot Av separately from Akotim? Lama lelamitza v'akotim, Av, and then again, Lama lelamitza v'akotim. Om Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean, Lama? You need both of these. Let me ask you something. Let's say the Torah would have said Akot Av. I was like, sure, when it comes to Akot Av, look, your relationship to your father in terms of family relationships is deeper because family is always measured by Beit Avotam. L'mishpachotam, l'Beit Avotam. So I understand that the Torah is going to be more makbid when it comes to a father's family to extend it to mean even your father's sister from a mother because it's all your father's family. Mashenken achot aim. Aim alone. Maybe the Torah is not as makbid on a mother's family. So therefore, I need to know the Akotim as well, okay? But on the other hand, let's say the Torah would have said, when it comes to an Akotim, the sister of your mother is whether it's from her father or whether it's from her mother, but no, wait a minute. Of course. That's because you always know who your mother is, but you never know who your father is. So maybe the Torah is willing to be machmir in places where we actually know. And therefore, when it comes to aim, your family from your mother, it may not be as much a family, but at least it's definitely your family. Mashenka, your father's family, you may have no relationship to whatsoever. We're just assuming that you're related to your father because of Rov Bilot Achar Abal. Okay, so we take that as a given, but it isn't really a given. And therefore, maybe the Torah is not that marked, but the Torah is willing to say, okay, look, you know, since you might not be related to him, we're not going to answer you in his sister from his own mother, maybe his sister from his own father. Therefore, I need to have both. So if it would have said Bakot Aim, that she came Vada'it, she's definitely your mother. But Akot Av, maybe he's not your father. Aim alone. Therefore, I need both. Hey, but why were you so sure, by the way, that your father's brother's wife is only usher if it's your father's brother through a common father, not through a common mother? You took that for granted. You said, why can't I learn it out of my aunt? Well, how do you know that? What made you so sure about Dodato? The Dodato, the Pshitilei, the Tana. The Tana was so sure, convinced, that it's only min ha'av, lo min ha'em. What made him so convinced? Minolei. Amar Rava. Well, that's because I learned it out from Gzeirashav. The Torah uses the word Dodo. And he used the word dodo in two places. One in the Parsha of Arayos. So we have Ervat Dodo Gila, which, by the way, I mean, who cares? Isha Sher Yishkav Dodato Ervat Dodo Gila. I mean, that's really irrelevant, right? It's completely extra pasuk, those words, Ervat Dodo Gila. Ah, but the truth is that when it comes to the Parsha of Geula, of Geulat HaSader, of Geulat HaSale of a person, it says, O Dodo, O ben dodo, yigalenu. So that means that there's a halacha of geula in the sense of mina'av, obviously. Mala halam, as we'll prove in a moment. Mala halam mina'av velo mina'em. Avka mina'av velo mina'em. Well, how do you know over there? Maybe it means dodo, maybe it means your mother. I mean, to become a mother. So how are you so sure over there about Seminola? No, that's because the pasuk says O dodo ben dodo yigalenu O misher besaro mi mishpachto. Mishpachto, we know already, mishpachto means Mishpachto mibeit avotav. So therefore, since it says Mishpachto yigalenu, Mishpachat av kruya mishpacha, Mishpachat aim, eina kruya mishpacha. That's simple.
Especially because
it's
Nachla
doesn't mean. Also true. Vahadit na. Now, what about where the Mishnah says that when it comes to the relationship of your wife's, we've spoken about your sister. We've spoken about your mother's sister, your father's sister, your father's brother's wife. But there are other relationships of fraternity. Namely, your wife's sister. Now, your wife's sister, I'm going to prove to you now that your wife's sister works in either direction. I'm going to prove it to you from this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, how about that? And I want to know what the Makor is for this Mishnah. I mean, once we're already on the topic of proving what a brother and sister is, whether it means common father, common mother, you're telling me it doesn't always mean the same thing. So, how do I know? When the Mishnah says, Amrulo Meita Ishtecha, a guy is married, he's overseas, they tell him his wife died, so he goes ahead and he marries her sister from a common father, or from a different mother. Okay? Then she dies. Okay, so he goes and marries now her sister from a common mother who is unrelated to the first woman who was only her sister from a common father. So now his third wife is unrelated to his first wife, but is related to his second wife. Now she dies. He goes ahead and marries her sister from a common father, who is unrelated to the second wife, but related to the third wife. Okay? So what we have now, she goes ahead and dies. He marries her sister from a common mother. So now we've got five wives, but they're only related to each other as one to two. Or you have two to four, but every other one skips, right?
No death of kablanis by a man.
What?
No death of kablanis by a man.
Good thing, isn't it?
This guy is in trouble this time.
Yeah. Unless his name is Henry or something like that. So now, in that case, what's the halacha? So if his wife, it turns out that his wife never did die. He's been having a good time. When she walks in, oh boy! So now, he remains mutter in number one, mutter number three, who was unrelated to number one, and mutter number five, because she was unrelated to number three or number one. So now he's got three wives, one, three, and five. But two and four, they're out of the question, because two is related to three and four is related to one, and four is related to three, so they got to be thrown out. So he's Asur B'Shnei B'Revi'it, and Ein B'yat Achat Mehem, Poteret Zarata. Obviously, they would not be included here to pater the Zara in the case of his death. Mibala Shnia. If now it was, in fact, she had died, and it was the second one who hadn't died. So he had slept with the second one now after the first one had died. So now he's allowed in two and four. And they would part at Sorotem if he ends up and dies, and his brother does chalitza to one of them. So now, fine, the other one is muteris, the others are irrelevant. And in this case, he would be asur b'shlishit b'chamishit. So what do we see from here? What we see from here is that the isur of achot ishto is obviously b'mina av b'mina ein, because this whole thing creates a situation in which he's asur in an achot either mina av mina ein, because in each case the next one down the line was a different relationship. Okay, so how do you know? I mean, no one. How do you know? You're telling me it's by no means obvious that we define fraternity always in terms of av and ein. How do we know when it comes to a wife's sister that is ben min av mina ein? Oh, well, that I learned out from your own sister, right? I mean, if your own sister says beferish, is bein minah bein minahim, so I guess your wife's sister would be bein minah bein minahim. Well, now, hold on. Why can't we learn it out from your father's brother's wife? That's dodato. I mean, dodato is only when it's a brother of your father from a father, not a brother of your father from a mother. So we say the same thing over here. Your sister's, your wife's sister is only when it's a common sister, mina av, v'lo mina em. Well, that doesn't make makes much more sense to learn it out of your own sister, no? It makes much more sense. I would think that you're learning something that's your own level of relative. This is your sister or your wife's sister. That's all through yourself rather than something that comes from your father. I would say just the opposite. Adarabha. I say, let's learn it out from your auntie because that is a relationship of kiddushin. So too is your wife's sister a relationship through kiddushin. It's not a given. It makes much more sense to learn it out from Dabra Ayyadei Kiddushin and Dabra Shayyadei Kiddushin. Why should we learn out from your sister, which is a given, and therefore the Torah may be far more accurate over there to say it's Beit Avicha O Beit Bat Avicha Bat Imecha. Maybe, but when it comes to marriage, in-laws, whether it's your father's sister-in-law or whether it's your sister-in-law, maybe in-laws are not as chomer. So in-laws are indeed only through a common father. Maybe. So how do you know? Ella, okay, you're right. I don't. I'll take you another source. How about learning out from Neshetach? That's similar. Your wife's sister from your brother's wife, okay? Same thing. It's basically through the relationship of fraternity and marriage. Same thing. So if I learn out from an Eshet Ach, okay? An Eshet Ach, I know is Asur Beimena'ah Beimena'im, and it's a Dovra Yedei Kedushin, and it's Krovei Atzvon, it's your own generation, basically. Okay, you're right. But how do you know by Eshet Ach? You forgot that one. Whoops, we've got yet another fraternal relationship that hasn't been defined. How do we know that an Eshet Ach is Usher, whether it's your brother from a father or your brother from a mother? When it comes to Yibam, it's only a brother, it's only a wife that's a brother from a father. So how do we know that the Isser of Eshet Ach, which of course we had back in the first Mishnah, would apply even to an Ach as a common mother? Eshet Ach Gufa Minolan, the Tanya. Ervat Eshet Achicha Lo Tegale Beimena'ah Beimena'im. How do you know? That's a very nice leap. How do you know that that's true? Maybe indeed a brother's wife is only if it's your brother from a father. Well, let me figure it out. The Torah is Mechayev here on a brother. And the Torah is Mechayev on a sister. Now a sister, it says Beferish, your sister is Bat Avicha or Bat Imecha. So it's Beimena'ah Beimena'im. Afkan Beimena'ah Beimena'im. So doesn't it make sense to say that it would be the same? No. Why not say like this? Well, once again, doesn't it make more sense to learn it out from your own sister than it does to learn it out from your father's sister? No, not necessarily. Doesn't it make more sense to learn out something that comes through a marriage over here, the marriage of the brother, than to learn from Achoto? We're over there, that's a given, it's your own sister. So, Tamud Lomar Ervat Achichahi, therefore the Torah ends, Ervat Achicha, obviously, Eshet Achicha is Ervat Achicha. Why does it add those words? Bein Mina Av, Ubein Mina Eim. How do you know? Bein Meiri Beishet Ach Mina Av. Maybe both are talking about Eshet Ach Mina Av. And one is talking about where he has children, B'chai Bala, and one is talking about where he doesn't have children, B'chai Bala. Ah, no, we already answered that one, remember? We said that as we started the discussion today, that there's definitely an Isser, even B'chai Bala. Okay, I got to stop somewhere, I guess, right? Alright, so we'll stop here. It's all okay, it was a lot of fun. We managed to cover a lot of ground.